Hey everyone, this is Wyatt Jackson here.
This is Devin Marshall.
And you're listening to a bonus edition of Adventures into Odyssey. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. So that theme song you just heard, don't worry, that's not our new theme song. For listeners of the podcast that have listened since, well...
Day one.
March, day one. You will recall that that was our old theme. That was my old theme. And it was a pretty bad theme. I'm not going to lie. The old podcast... The podcast has come a long way since then.
Yeah.
So, anyway...
definitely has.
You might be wondering why... It definitely has. So, you might be wondering why we're doing this. What are we doing here? Well, me and Devin, today, are going to be doing an initial reaction, you could say, to our first review, which was our review of Terror from the Skies. And folks, it's not a pretty episode. It's not a good episode. It's not an episode that I go back and listen to and I'm like, wow, that was such a good episode. It's cringy. And we've come a long way since then, haven't we?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, I guess I should just talk a little bit about the history of the podcast before we start. So I started the podcast in March, mostly because of the COVID-19 pandemic and because that's all that I was able to do is just get more into podcasts. And I was just like, you know, I'm just going to start an Odyssey podcast. And so I learned all about, you know, RSS feeds and hosting platforms. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do this podcast thing. And so we have this old Snowball mic. And so I get it out here. And then late at night, I'm like writing notes down about the episode the next morning. I'm just like, I'm going to do this podcast, and I record it, and I put it out there, and it's been out there ever since then, unchanged. So, that's kind of some history about the podcast. It's going to be interesting to see how much we've come back as we listen to this first episode today.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, I think I joined anyway. In June, or... it was either June, July, or August. Sometime in there.
Yeah. You joined... it was...
I know Jay said when I actually joined.
Yeah, he put that on his blog. I think you joined in a time for... when I did a time for action. So that would have
May.
Been around...
so I joined in May. Okay. Yes.
That makes sense. And, yeah, also that episode isn't that great.
That was when I was trying to figure out how to speak.
Oh, you weren't that. What was bad was my laugh, because I think, and I'm sorry to put this in our podcast listeners' ears, but I think before then I was like, and it just came out really bad.
Yeah, I'm. And it's just so weird because you're like so self-conscious about how you sound because nobody really likes hearing themselves, and then, like. Even when you're editing the podcast, you're just like, ah, cringe. But then it's like, it's not as cringe as you think it is kind of thing, so.
No, it's true. It's because other people, to everyone else in this that listens to the podcast, what we're doing now is the only indication of how we sound like. So, to be honest, I don't really sound anything like this in real life. I mean, I think Devin sounds more like he does... just the way your voice is, Devin. In real life, you sound more like you do on radio. I don't really sound much really like anything like myself on recording. So
I don't know. You kind of do. It's just the microphone kind of changes the way that your voice sounds just a little bit.
It does. It does. It also helps that I have a much better microphone than I did when starting the podcast.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think we're all ready to do this. Are you ready, Devin?
I think so.
All right, so this is going to be cringe. I'm not going to lie, it's going to be cringy for me. It's probably going to be cringy for Devin too, because he has to sit through like 27 minutes of this, but sorry, Devin.
It's all good.
It's the duties of the co-host. It's the co-host duties. You have to listen to the first episode, which I think you were the first actual viewer, right? You were the first listen I had, because I texted you the week I put it out. I'm like, hey, I got this podcast, and you're like, okay, cool, I'll take a listen.
Yeah.
I also texted another friend I had, and I'm like, hey, we got this podcast going out. And he's like, okay, cool. I'm like, you should be a guest. He's like, yeah. And then me and that friend kind of had an argument since I haven't talked to him since quite a while. So oof. That's sad.
On a different note.
I wonder if he still listens to that. To this. Anyway. Let's get on with this, shall we? All right. So without further ado, episode 1 of our podcast, Terror from the Skies. All right. So this is just a recording.
All right. Here we go. Starting in 3, 2, 1.
Let's do this.
There it is.
Hello and welcome to Adventures into Odyssey with Wyatt Jackson. I'm your host, yep, Wyatt Jackson.
That's me.
And I'm super excited because I'm starting up this new podcast here. And I know there's tons of Adventures in Odyssey podcasts already out there. And yeah, I know that I'm making another one, but hey, it's fun.
My voice sounds
so before
so,
we get into the album review, I'm just going to talk about the podcast.
It does, honestly.
I think you should know. So, Adventures into Odyssey. It's going to be a fan-based podcast. It has no affiliation with Adventures in Odyssey or Focus on the Family. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a whole bunch of episode reviews.
Why was I so concerned
Odyssey,
about this?
Old Odyssey and Odyssey in general. Okay? So what I mean about New Odyssey, I usually mean the era album 50 up. Old Odyssey, I usually refer to
you
as
sound
Hal
very
Smith
nervous
and
here.
Odyssey.
It's the I Paul do. I sound
in case
like,
you don't know, it's the three voices
I don't
of
have
wits.
Any breath in my voice, if
and
you know
they
kind of
go concurrent with the Odyssey timeline. So, without further ado,
awkward
here's my first
pause.
Episode 248, Terror from the Skies, in album 19, A Time of Discovery. So, this was both written and directed by Paul McCusker, which is...
Really?
Very good. Good which job, Paul McCusker. Executive producer was Chuck Polky.
Epic.
Again, very good, Chuck Polky. And,
very good, Chuck Polky.
What was the sound design?
No.
I'm trying to find it on the AIO wiki.
I don't...
I can't find it.
I was not adequately
okay,
prepared
well,
for this.
Well, anyway, sound design.
This was when you were still using paper notes, wasn't it?
So, yes, it was.
Without further ado, let's get into the plot of Terror from the Skies. It's the first scene.
No,
it's in the Hodges house. So Lawrence's mom is going to the Silver Wind restaurant. Very nice name for a restaurant.
Hey.
And she got Jimmy Barkley to babysit Lawrence, which, what was she thinking? Babysitting Lawrence?
What?
That's bad enough, but getting Jimmy Barkley to do it?
What? Wait, what?
Okay,
what?
Whatever.
No.
So
no,
Jimmy's
no.
babysitting Lawrence, and
Jimmy's old enough
Lawrence's
to do this.
Lawrence's mom calls
he's
it
mature.
Babysitting, and then Lawrence says, it's not babysitting. He's just watching me, and then she makes him kiss her, and he's embarrassed, and so anyway, she leaves.
Sounds so awkward.
And
I know.
Get-go, Jimmy, I notice, is kind of a jerk. Lawrence is super annoying, like ultra annoying, and Jimmy's a jerk. He has a home. He has an English paper
Lawrence
to write, and
Lawrence.
So he's like, okay, I'm busy. And Lawrence wants to do something with him. He's like, no, I got this English paper. And then Lawrence calls Jimmy a terrorist. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Lawrence.
Yeah.
Don't call someone a terrorist. I don't know. I don't like Lawrence in this episode.
Okay.
I love that part. Okay,
Jimmy
we should pause for a second.
Okay. Don't call someone a terrorist.
That was kind of fun. You're like, don't call someone a terrorist. I don't know. I remember listening to that the first time, and I was just like, okay. Interesting.
Moving on.
And you sound so different than in, like, real life. Especially,
here.
When you listen back to this one.
Oh, man. Yeah, I really do. This is really awkward for me, personally. But it's funny. That's why I like it. I'm glad.
At some point, we will have to review what my first episode on our podcast, because...
A Time for Action, Part 1. That's almost...
You were more confident by then, but I was still a noob, so...
Okay, let's continue playing this.
All right.
And Jimmy's like, yeah, go watch TV. And so Lawrence goes and watches TV. And so I noticed the ad says, puts a shine on your floor, your countertops, even your teeth. I'm like, what is this? that's disgusting. And then he switches the channels a bit, and he gets a show called
Jugulars. I stand by that.
Throbbing Jugulars. And I'm not even going to discuss what Focus on the Family was thinking there. So anyway, Second scene goes the radio studio. What? Wait. So Edmund Blaggard and Walter Shakespeare.
I said I'm not even going to discuss what Focus on the Family is thinking there. What? Okay. Devin, what was I thinking there?
I don't know what you were thinking there. I think only you knew what you were thinking there.
This is such a cringe episode. Okay, let's play. Play. Let's see what...
are about to do their big broadcast, and they're both pretty excited about it, because they're doing this big radio broadcast, and they've rehearsed a while, and everyone's in place, and they're almost ready. And then Mr. Mifflin. Mifflin. Mifflin.
Mifflin. It is a tongue twister.
What kind of a name is that? I don't know.
Hey! That's rude.
Mr. Mifflin wants to talk with Edwin, and Mr. Mifflin's the owner of the radio station. Or, I'm not sure. I can't remember what he is.
Wait, isn't
and
that
he
like
loves the idea of doing
Mr.
a live
Felsen?
Drama.
Oh no,
he compliments
that's a TV
Edwin
station.
And Edwin
right.
blushes,
yeah.
And you can, yeah, it's awesome. But he has to put in the sponsor's commercial, or the show is canceled.
Yay!
And so we'll get into that later because it's really hilarious.
Will.
And,
who's Will?
Yeah,
we will.
So anyway, Edwin is like, it's gonna ruin the show if we have the sponsor's commercial, and Mr. Mifflin's like, buddy, it's you gotta put the commercial in or the show is canceled. So Edwin is like, whatever, okay. So,
awkward
next
pause.
Scene, cut over to the Hodges house. So Jimmy's still writing the essay, and Lawrence is bugging Jimmy, and Lawrence is just being a jerk and kind of annoying in general.
Lawrence...
and Jimmy's being a jerk.
No.
And then Lawrence...
everybody's being a jerk.
Jimmy's like, I thought you were watching TV. And Lawrence is like, I got bored, and then he tells Jimmy he watched Throbbing Jugulars and Attack of the Asylum Killers with Long Teeth. And then Jimmy's like, Lawrence! Don't do that! And he's like, he's gonna get in trouble because he wasn't supposed to let Lawrence watch it. And then Lawrence says the movies don't affect him, and then he's really annoying, and he's just annoying, and I don't like Lawrence in this episode for obvious reasons.
Obvious?
And then
really?
So Jimmy's
obvious,
like, well, watch the radio. I still have tons
obviously
of English
not.
Writing to do,
okay.
And Lawrence is like, in the other room? And Jimmy's like, yeah, I thought you weren't scared. And Lawrence is like, well... So, anyway, Lawrence brings the radio...
okay.
Into the room where Jimmy's writing. And so this is still the same scene, but we write cut to the radio station. Oh no, sorry, my mistake.
Error.
Or Ed,
you failed.
Call him out, get him out of here.
Get him out of his podcast room.
Has landed in a backfield. Then he goes to Jail Jacobs. And Jimmy's still a
jail.
Jail Jacobs.
Jail Jacobs.
Jail Jacobs. Jail Jacobs. And he's like, yeah, whatever. I just have to write my paper.
Oh, my goodness.
Jail Jacobs.
I noticed that the first time. I was like, did you mean Jail Jacobs?
No, not it's Dale, not Jail.
I was like, I don't recall an Odyssey character named Jail Jacobs, but Jail I could be wrong. The one episode Jimmy was called Jimmy Banter instead of Jimmy Barkley. So.
That's true. That's Jail Jacobs. Okay.
I just have to write my paper. And then Dale describes the meteor creepy, like it's shaking and there's a weird noise, and then it breaks open and there's all these tentacles.
What?
Ugh. And so, Ed Backwind, the fake news reporter, he's like, don't go near it. And then Dale goes near it and he proceeds to get eaten up by these aliens. And Ed Backwind is like, Dale, no!
He's gone.
And then
Dale's
so,
gone.
You know,
poor Dale.
The reporter gets eaten up. Dale
poor
Jacobs.
Dale.
Rest in peace. So
that's kind of
Lawrence
funny,
is panicking,
yeah.
Of course. And Jimmy's like, nah, it's a joke. And so then we go to construction workers in Gower's Field in the next scene. And so they've heard the same radio broadcast and they're like laughing because they're in the field where it supposedly happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, so they're laughing, and then the site manager comes on, and he's kind of grumpy because it's a night shift, and they're getting paid overtime.
Mm-hmm. Gets
and
the
so
points.
It makes him turn off the radio and start working. And so the road crew turn off the radio and turn on the floodlights, which is important. Because then we cut back to the Hodges house, and Lawrence is just freaking out. And Jimmy wants him to calm down. And Jimmy says it's a prank, and then he tells Lawrence to check the window, because if there was a meteor, you'd probably see something.
Would you?
And so Lawrence goes, checks the window. Yeah, I guess so. He's like, Jimmy, there's probably something at the window. Uh-huh. And Jimmy's like, I have this paper to write now. You know. So, the Hodges' backyard faces Gower's Field, and Lawrence sees a bright glow in Gower's Field. And so then the radio cuts off the music back to Edwin Backwinds, the fake news reporter, aka Edwin Blackbeard. So the radio cuts back. It's this fake news report.
Yes.
And apparently the space aliens are attacking. And so he made contact with Walter Shakespeare at the Harlequin Dinner Theater. And I just want to say this, but like, you can tell it's Corey Burton versing Walter Shakespeare.
Versing?
But it sounds nothing like Walter Shakespeare.
I think you meant playing, either Walter Shakespeare
yeah. had to get so much out of character that he sounds nothing like himself, or they... I don't know. It's just weird. Because Walter Shakespeare sounds nothing like himself. So he's, like, in the Harlequin Dinner Theater, because, yeah, he just is.
He just is in the... he just
he's
is.
Like, ah, yeah, just is, yeah. all a bunch of baloney, and, you know...
I love that part. It's just a whole bunch of baloney.
He dressed as in the Harlequin Dinner Theater. That's just where he is.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
No, well, stay away. It's just baloney, okay?
Okay.
And then the door knocks because the aliens knock at the door because they just do for some
they
reason.
They just do? Okay.
And so he goes to the door and Ed Backwind's like, be careful. And then he's like, get off me. And then he says, the rumors are true.
The rumors are true.
Yes. And so, and then the thing cuts and we can assume he's eaten or taken by the aliens. I don't know. And then Ed Backwind says, we are under attack. We can expect a loss of power.
Hey, there's a page ripping.
The student
you can hear that. So, two things. You can hear the pages. Uh-huh. And then the other thing is there like slight reverb on your vocal or were you just in a slightly reverby room?
My room is actually unfortunately slightly reverby because it's fairly big, so
I think it's because of the snowball mic that it caught more of the reverb than your mic does now.
Yeah.
But like it just sounds more reverby. Like it's like you're standing in like this big open room.
Yeah. the audio quality on the podcast has come a long way since day one.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
And then he's like, the studio lights just went off, but, you know. And so anyway, that we cut back to Gower's Field with the construction crew building a new road.
Back right to the boys. So
one of the construction workers thinks the guy in the backhoe is digging too close to a power line. And so he tries to warn him, but the guy in the backhoe can't hear him. Then he hits the power and phone.
Ouch.
Of all the worst things to hit. Like, he's okay. I'm not sure about the machine. Then the site manager comes on and he's like, what happened here? And they're like, we hit something. And the site manager's like,
What?
And, you know, the foreman's pretty upset and because the power and telephones are out. So now we go back to the Hodges house where Jimmy and Lawrence are just freaking out.
They are.
Like, they're both just yelling so much. Like, what is it? Let me find it on the wiki. Lawrence Hodges. And Jimmy Barkley, I want your mom too! You know, they're just freaking out. And then Jimmy's like, okay, we gotta keep our heads. And Lawrence is like, right. And then they both start screaming. It's hilarious.
So why don't I like them before?
And so Lawrence battery-powered radio and turns it on.
Apparently.
And then we go back to an Ed Backwind
hey, I got it right.
performance.
Let's go.
And he goes to Eugene. And Eugene says, these aliens are from a more advanced culture. Since they're able to travel light years, and there must be a communication mishap, and I'm going to go talk to them. And let me just say that this is a really stupid thing.
It's a radio program! Like,
why? What? Like, it's, okay. Picture.
Oh, no.
There's these aliens invading them. Okay.
Yes.
Like, there's these aliens coming down, and Eugene's like, I'm going to just go and, solicitate my greetings to them. Okay, that's a bad idea. But it's a radio
exactly.
job, so who cares?
So why
so
pick
anyway,
on it?
He goes and tries to talk to them, and then they break Wit End's front window, and they assumedly take Eugene. And it just cuts out like that. So Edwin is
just like
Ed
that.
Backwind
just
like
boom.
Oh, this is horrible. And then apparently the sponsor The sponsor wants him to do the commercial right now, so Edwin just cuts the commercial. And it's a Bart Rathbone pimple cream commercial.
Yay.
A Bart Rathbone pimple cream commercial. And so I was listening to it, and there's voices over it, so it's hard to pick it up. But I looked on the AIO wiki, and yeah, they had it. And so I'm awkward just going to read it from the AIO wiki, so... I don't do a good Walker Edmiston.
Oh, thank goodness I didn't try.
Listen, friends, are you sick and tired of those annoying red spots, pimples, and blackheads? Then maybe it's time your tired to clear tingling feeling of oxymoron. That's right. Oxymoron is the only Acan medicine containing carbonate benzocaine peroxide, that patented formula designed just to get rid of those pimples and keep them away. So the next time you look in the mirror at those ugly
oxymoron.
Red things,
oh.
Just say to yourself, no, oxymoron! Available at all fine drugstores and Rathbone's Electric Palace, where you can buy one and get the second one for the same price. Batteries not included. Void were prohibited. Some assembly required.
That is funny. It was, yeah.
Bart Rathbone's doing pimple cream.
Yes, he is.
Pimple cream. He runs a store called the Electric
Wyatt, don't
Palace.
Hate on this.
What?
This is funny.
What? And it says some assembly required. Pimple cream?
Okay, so like... Bart has done so many different businesses. Like
exactly,
he did the window washing. He did
janitorial services. Yeah,
yeah. He did. He's done multiple different businesses. So that's not very unusual for Bart, I guess. That was even in that album, I think, too.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't that unusual for Bart to be going and doing everything.
Exactly.
And trying to steal other people's business. So.
Exactly. So I'm like. What? Why is Bart doing pimple cream? And in reality, it's like, well, it makes sense considering Bart's character. This is just, it's bad. It's bad, honestly. Okay.
All right, let's go back.
Let's go.
And what? Okay. Battery's not. What? Is this some sort of, I don't know. It's just funny. I got a good laugh out of it. And then it's called Oxymoron. So Bart Rathbone has Oxymoron pimple cream, and he's the sponsor.
Yes.
And so, where are we? And so,
I don't know.
We go back to the Hodges house, and Jimmy's like, what, a pimple cream commercial? And, you know, Lawrence, he's like, I want to do something, Jimmy. And Jimmy's like, well, I can read him my essay. That'll put him to sleep. And that's just really funny. I like that.
Uh-huh.
And so Jimmy wants them to stay put. And then so after the pimple cream commercial, he gets back to music. Then he cuts back and says,
then he
the
cuts
aliens
back
are headed
and he
to the Silver
back.
Wind restaurant where a science symposium is being held. A science symposium. What? What? Okay. It's the teacher's convention, a.k.a. the science symposium. Then Lawrence right off turns the radio. Jimmy's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I want my mom and I want her now. And so he gets his bike and Jimmy puts little resistance to stop him. Like, I understand that Lawrence can be wild, but Jimmy, what are you doing?
Oh,
you're
wow.
a babysitter. You
oh,
got
no.
to, like,
oh, no.
Like,
oh, no.
Make him Wyatt
Jimmy
rage.
Is not capable at all in this.
No. Let's. Okay. Oh, no.
You were
just
like, oh, my goodness. Jimmy, why didn't you do better? Why didn't you stop him, you stupid kid?
Because then there would be no episode.
Exactly.
Oh, and then I say, what the? I'm like, don't say that.
Especially with the way that you paused there. That was like,
what the?
No. It was just like, not in a good way.
Oh, no. This episode is bad. Okay, let's go on.
At all in this, and so we cut to the radio station, and we just go to Blaggard saying, "Where will they strike next? Is there no stopping
riled
them?"
Up.
And it's probably
a
good thing Lawrence
yes.
didn't hear that because he'd just get like really panicked. And then Mr. Mifflin wants to see him
to read
an announcement.
Mifflin,
Mifflin. Wants Mr. Blackguard to read an announcement, and Mr. Blackguard's like, what is it? And, oh, or no, this is Shakespeare saying, Mr. Mifflin wants you to read an announcement, sir.
Yes.
And so the announcement is, terror from the skies is only a dramatization, nothing else. Because apparently the station has been receiving several phone calls from frightened parents.
Okay.
And Leonard okay. Tyler's pigs are scared. Leonard Tyler. Okay, wait. Do we hear at all from Leonard Tyler?
Okay.
Okay, no.
My
Leonard
points.
Tyler is not mentioned at all in the AAO wiki or this even this. He's not mentioned. Leonard Tyler is just a one-time
Truth
thing.
Truth is, Leonard Tyler was actually Leonard Melsner, and he was in disguise.
Hey!
Imagine if that were true. Imagine going by your actual first name. That would just, like, that people would know who you are so easily. That would like, you're Leonard, song. Right? And you're like, yep. Yeah, mm-hmm,
I'm
mm-hmm.
Leonard Tyler Melsner.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Edwin's like, I hope Leonard Tyler's pigs are happy.
I do too.
Because it's funny. And then
we wish
we
the best
cut,
for his
on Odyssey Street, yes. And Jimmy and Lawrence are biking, but Jimmy thinks it's weird because like there's no damage. And then they drive, go past Wits End, and the window, the front window, which Eugene apparently was in Wits End at the time, the front window isn't smashed. And so Jimmy's like, Lawrence, stop! Like this is weird. Like what the like
oh,
what's going
there we
on
go
here?
Again.
And Lawrence is like, oh, well, no. I don't care. I just want my mom, and I want her now. And then he says, maybe the aliens fixed it.
Well, let's go.
And Jimmy's like, no. But then, like, Lawrence goes off at high speed, and Jimmy's like, okay, well, whatever. So really bad on Jimmy's part. No. He should have tried to stop Lawrence.
Okay. Come on, Jimmy.
And then they both go into the Silver Owned
Be
restaurant.
Better, Jimmy.
And so he cuts the Silver Owned restaurant.
We're doing a lot of cuts.
And apparently they've been having here. A whole bunch of boring academic jargon at the teachers' conference and financial reports and things like that. And the speaker welcomes Wit up because he's been telling them that they've had a special announcement all night. And so, this is Principal Skinner.
Yes, it is.
So, Wit wants all teachers to help with the drama by Blackguard. He wants teachers to scream and yell as if they were being attacked. And then Wit has like this super funny line and he says, after this year's budget cuts, that shouldn't be too hard to do. Oh my.
What?
Yeah, that hits home.
Wait, what? Okay, what?
Okay, so just to clarify why it does not have a language problem. I'm not sure why you kept stopping in really awkward places when you kept saying stuff like that.
Also, that hits home. Wait a minute, what? Okay.
Okay. This year's budget cuts.
That hits my house. Okay.
Honestly, same. I can't relate to that. All right.
So basically, in a nutshell, Wit wants everyone to help with the dramatization by pretending as though they're attacked by aliens. And I'm just thinking it's a really good thing Lawrence can hear this, or Lawrence would just be freaking out. So we cut back to the radio station for a short scene, and we hear this other faux alien report, and by this woman. I forget her name.
Epic.
And she's like,
I
oh yeah,
good
so
prepping.
This woman, what's her name?
I don't
what's
know. What is it?
Let me check the AIO wiki quick.
This is bad.
Dead
air.
The biggest pause.
Nope.
Okay, I can't find it. So this lady, she's like talking about the aliens.
Oh no.
And she's like, we kept shooting at them, and they giggled. And then she says, do you know how horrifying it is to hear an alien giggle? Oh, yeah, Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And so then Ed Backwind, a.k.a. Edwin Blackguard, cuts her off and he's like, oh, we have confirmation the aliens are heading, they're at the Silverwind restaurant right now.
Page
and
flip.
So Walter Shakespeare puts the Silverwind restaurant on. Then we cut to the Silverwind restaurant. And Wit is giving the teachers instructions, like when to shout, when he puts his hand up, and when to stop, when he puts his hand down. And the frobe, and then he turns on the radio station, and,
What?
Oh!
The lady who gave the broadcast was Mildred Fineswiper.
That was
Mildred
the awkward
Fineswiper. Okay, sorry, that was off on a tangent here.
No, it wasn't.
So, anyway, Ed Backwind connects with Wit at the restaurant, and the Wit's like, well, the crowd of scientists at the restaurant are putting their heads together and trying to figure out what to do. But the aliens are like 1 minute away, and it's like a big climatic moment. And then we go back to an Odyssey Street, and James is like, Lawrence, this is ridiculous. No. Like, stop. And Lawrence is like, I'm going to get my mom, and I want her now. Because, like, there's no damage at all. And so Lawrence takes Lawrence is like, hey, we can go up. Here's the Silver and restaurant. Okay, we can go in the back way.
Okay, this, honestly, this is bad. This is really bad. And, oh no. Just every, just almost everything. Seeing how we've improved over the years.
Years. we've been at it for so long.
No, we haven't. Seeing how we've improved over the months, it's okay. Let's finish this off. I just want to be done with this.
All right.
Without further ado, let's play.
I'm like, wait, what? What? How does Lawrence know that? I mean, most restaurants have a backdoor kitchen, but number one, most backdoor kitchens are like the one-sided doors where you can't open it from the outside.
That's not true.
And two, no, he obviously has been through that area.
False like, information.
What?
No, he I don't hasn't. Know. It's he weird. Doesn't. What?
So
well, okay,
and Jimmy keeps trying to tell him it's a prank, and then they hear the teacher screaming because Whip put up his hand, and Lawrence gets really panicked and he runs in the restaurants, and then we cut to the radio station. And Edwin is listening to all the teachers scream, and he's like, oh, this is wonderful.
I like my impression.
And then Whit says...
It's pretty epic.
And then Whit, you know, he's still broadcasting, and he's like, Ed Blackwind, are you there? It's a miracle. We're spraying the aliens with water, and they're retreating. The water affects them like acid. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Who cares?
What?
whatever, who cares?
And then Lawrence
who cares?
Okay. It's not important.
Right, literally, next to the microphone. And he's like, Mom, where are you, Mom? And then apparently his mom's like right next to the microphone too. And she's like, oh, Lawrence, I'm here. And his mom's like, and Lawrence is like, oh, Mom, there you are. And I'm like, whoa, okay. There's like a crowd of assumedly 30 teachers screaming. And you hear this one voice. Like, he's not even speaking that. How do you hear the voice unless if he's right next to the microphone? I don't know.
Okay,
That is audio drama for you.
That is an audio.
It's a strange note to make about being able to hear him on the microphone kind of it thing. Because it's like, oh, it's an audio drama. It's not like you're not going to be able to hear him. He sounds like he's in like another planet and you just hear him like, hello? Mom? Like, you don't, like, you're not going to hear that. So...
I just what? Okay. Okay.
It's funny.
Oh no. This is gonna have a lot of clips of me laughing. Okay, let us play this again. Awkward pause.
I don't know, but anyway, this is all being broadcasted, and then he's like, "I'll save you, Mom," and then Lawrence just completely ruins the final scene for anyone.
Let's go.
And Walter Shakespeare's trying to turn the thing off, but for some reason it's broken, because it has to be. And, like, Lawrence and his mom were talking, and his mom's like, oh, it was just all a prank. And Lawrence is like, oh. And then Blackbeard is like, what's happening? What's happening? He's, like, freaking out. And then Walter Shakespeare's like, you're still on the air. And then Blackbeard's like, oh. And then Blackbeard just... It ends horribly, and Blackbeard's like just stumbling over his lines, and
for
then
example,
he turns it off, and he's like, "Shakespeare, what happened?" Which is awesome. I love
and
it.
And why don't I love the rest of the episode?
Episode. So then we cut to the restaurant, and Whit's like, "Well, that ends our career as voice actors." Which really at all? Like, come on, Whit.
Ouch.
Whoa.
Ow.
Oof.
Whit says to Jimmy, "Do you have something you want to say, Jimmy?" And Jimmy's like, yeah, if you're here, Mr. Gerard, which is his English teacher, I might be a little late handing in his essay. But I'm kind of, when I heard this, I was confused as to what Whit meant by saying, do you have something to say? Like, does Whit want Jimmy to apologize?
Yes.
I don't know.
Maybe.
It's kind of yes. weird because Whit's like, Jimmy, you have something to say to all these people? Jimmy's
it
like,
wasn't Jimmy's
yeah,
fault even. It was Lawrence's
I might be late
fault.
Handing. I don't know. It's yeah. just weird. And why didn't Whit say that to Lawrence? Because Lawrence was really the one who messed it up. But,
there we go.
Okay.
Whatever. There we go.
And then it's the final scene. We're in Mrs. Hodges' car. And she's surprised that they let their imaginations run away. And Lawrence says, oh, it was so real. And then he's like, did I ruin it for
yes.
everyone? And Mrs. Hodges says, from what I heard, I doubt that program could have been ruined any more than
oh.
once.
Oh.
What? What? That makes no sense whatsoever. Like,
no, it kind of does.
Okay,
I
get that. It was I get that it was kind of a dramatization, and it was aired a day before Halloween. Yeah, I get that,
but what? Like,
how was it ruined? If they kept Lauren's listening to the program, they would have realized it was fake. Because he's like, it was a dramatization, that's all it is. And okay. I don't know. It's weird. It's
still morally bankrupt.
And then she almost crashed into Harlow Doyle. Hey. And Harlow Doyle's like freaking out too because he's Harlow Doyle and he's, I don't know. It's funny. And like he's panicked and he's like, oh, get everyone and run for the hills. Get your water guns and, you know.
I like that part.
Yes.
And then like it ends with Mrs. Hodges saying that Mr. Blackguard should be more careful with his radio dramas in the future. And the episode ends there. And then Chris comes in and there is no Bible verse.
Okay.
There is no moral.
Uh-huh.
What?
Confusion ensues.
Oh my.
Lots of Odyssey episodes
and
don't
so
really have
the AAO Wiki verse. Puts the theme as discernment, but I think that's a stretch. Like, this episode goes with I Slap Floor and that it has no moral whatsoever. Was this a Halloween episode they did? I don't know. It's weird. Chris just, she's like, well, that's it for Adventures in Odyssey.
Okay.
So what? It's, what? Like, epic you're doing a moments. Halloween episode without a moral. That's what Focus in the Family's pauses. Doing. I don't know. So, I had a few final thoughts about this episode.
Uh-huh. Oh.
One, this episode is extremely unrealistic. Ooh.
What? No way.
First, in the sense that Edwin Blackguard's able to get so many people for radio production.
It's a small town.
Like, okay.
I'm pretty sure
I get it that there's radio productions and realistic. But how did Edwin Blackguard get so many people to, like...
Okay, so it's not that unrealistic if you consider Odyssey as a town.
Well, consider the fact that most small towns have, like, everybody kind of knows everybody, like, everything about everybody. Like, they know what everybody's doing, and, it like, there's kind of small town events and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it would not be that hard, especially since Odyssey's supposed to be, like, a big small town.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, like, there's kids' radio, and that does this, you know, skits.
But how can kids' radio exist? How can they get that many kids? It's unreasonable.
It is unreasonable. Just like this episode is unreasonable.
And very unrealistic. And don't very, forget about that.
And that is why I do not like it. Okay, let's move on.
All right. And all across... No, they weren't across town. They were in the studio. So it just seems unrealistic to me that he'd get all these... And then right from the start, why didn't Edwin Blackguard just... I don't know. I guess it was for the realist.
We don't know what you're thinking there.
Second of all, why did they interrupt the teacher's conference for a fake radio drama?
Wait, what?
Fun.
Like,
yes.
What? Like, And from what I heard, it took, like, probably about 10 minutes of...
Exactly! It's not that much time.
Fake broadcasting, so... I don't know. If you've ever been to a conference or an AGM before, 10 minutes can be a long, can be extremely valuable.
It can be extremely valuable.
Businessman Wyatt.
It's just kind of weird. And the third thing I have with this episode is the timing. So this episode was originally released. It was originally released October 30th, 1993. October 30th. That was the first airing of it. Uh-huh. A day before Halloween, it aired. So? And this episode has no moral, nothing.
Hey, this is me taking a
sense away.
Against Focus.
It's a Halloween episode. Oh my goodness. That's what it is.
First episode.
This is a Halloween episode.
Them.
Focus on the Family made. And I haven't really seen Focus on the Family do it much after this, but still, I just think it's kind of weird that Focus on the Family's cutting
what?
I don't know.
They're cutting something.
It's a fun episode to do, and I enjoyed. I definitely enjoyed.
No, I didn't.
Making this podcast, but Terror from the Skies.
I don't know what.
I don't know. It's really not.
I just said I enjoyed doing this, and then I think it's not a great episode.
Focus on the family's values, and to be honest, it's not that good an episode. So anyway, that's all I have with my notes about Terror from the Skies. So I will be back next week talking about episode 306, Victim of Circumstances. So for now, I'll say goodbye and thanks for listening to Adventures into Odyssey with your host, Wyatt Jackson. See you next time. Oh,
cringe, cringe.
Epic. All right.
Adventures into Odyssey is a fan podcast and has no affiliation with Adventures in Odyssey or Focus on the Family.
Oh, that's the best part. That's the best part right there.
Oh, no. Thoughts?
We already said so much about everything about that, but it's just like you're so much less awkward now, as well as way more organized with how, just like, oh man, now I'm being awkward. Just like how you had like everything together now, like you always like jot down your notes like right away, and then you have like extra notes just to be safe, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Which I is just like so much better. So yeah.
It is. Final thoughts on this review. Bad. It was bad.
Honestly, it wasn't the worst thing I've ever heard. Like you're probably more judgmental of how it sounds now just because of
the audio quality isn't you. The worst. Well, the thing is, the audio quality isn't actually the worst. What's bad is just my overall review. How I'm like, yeah, you know, this episode is bad because it aired a day before Halloween. And I don't like it because Jamie's a jerk. And I'm like,
Lawrence
well,
is a jerk. And it's unrealistic.
That's why I don't like it.
And then at the end, I actually like this one. And then at 3 seconds later, I don't actually like this one. It's pretty bad.
I know. Make up your mind.
It's just like... It was because you probably didn't have your actual opinions written down, so you're probably just like free talking kind of thing.
Yeah,
and you're just
I like it, but it's
all right, but it's also bad. It's all right,
like, but it's not all right. But it is, but it's not because it aired on October 30th. But it's okay, but it's not.
Yeah.
So I don't. Anyway.
you were your own co-host back then.
It's really true. I was also at the end. Adventures into Odyssey is not affiliated with Focus on the Family. What? Okay.
Obviously, you were talking about.
I don't think. Agreed. I don't think Focus on the Family would want to be affiliated with that episode.
They just distanced themselves from us. I just see that meme with like the hands just like extended, just out with like, nope, no. Go away.
Go away. We're not having a part of this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. That was that interesting episode.
It's gonna be a lot of audio editing to stick the actual podcast, like the original, in here.
It won't be that. It's not gonna be that bad. But
all things considered, this is one of our shorter podcasts. So.
It's a bonus episode.
Truth, so, right there.
Anyway, to all of you, Merry Christmas. We're not. I'm sorry, we're not doing a Christmas episode, but this is kind of the Christmas episode, I suppose.
we did a Christmas episode a few weeks ago, I think.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. We did.
Because Onto Us, a Child is Born, I think, was...
Yeah, it is a Christmas episode. And we're also going to be back fairly soon with another episode, so...
That's just a few weeks, I think, so...
Yep, just a few weeks. So anyway, I suppose we should end this pretty soon. Thanks for listening, if you made it all the way through. I should also mention that the average listen time of... the first episode is only like 36 seconds, so
obviously oof.
People are like,
they hear the intro, they're like, I'm head out.
Nope, I'm not doing this. So, and that has over like 300 listens, so
I guess since it's a bonus, it's a good time to mention just like thanks for all the support on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
We have got a lot of listens that we would never have expected, how many plays we would have got.
It's true.
I think our podcast is like up to almost 10,000 total, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is.
So just thanks a lot for listening, guys. It's pretty epic.
It is fun to be part of an online community. That's, you know, it's kind of the Odyssey fan base. And it's a good online community, right? It's not like bad, you know.
It's not just a whole bunch of people being like, "Hey, what are you talking about?"
Exactly.
You better not say that, because I feel like a lot of the people, if they, well, apart from the episodes that we disagree with, like addictions can be habit forming and stuff, mm-hmm. like, for the most part, I feel like a lot of people who would listen to this podcast would, they would just basically, because they're listening to Adventures in Odyssey in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. So like, probably if they're gonna listen to a podcast on that, they probably agree with most of the, like topics and stuff, and most of the right. morals. Like, I don't understand why you'd be listening if you didn't. You're like, I want to hear something that I disagree with. Please tell me. Like that wouldn't make sense, really. But no, it yeah. wouldn't.
So I don't know why anyone would want to listen to episode one, Terror from the Skies. It's not a good episode.
Also, it will be interesting hearing the final recorded version of this podcast because of just because there's like Wyatt over Wyatt talking.
It will. I'm not sure how that'll come out. I think my voice has changed somewhat.
Your voice then. Has changed a bit.
But overall, I'll just edit the podcast a little just so it's more distinguishable.
Yeah, you can like lower the volumes and stuff. But yeah. On a different note, this is audio editing stuff. So just like, thanks for listening. Yeah, have a very great Christmas, and
we'll see you next in year. The new year with Love is in the Air. So with that out of the way, Adventures into Odyssey has no affiliation with Focus on the Family. Bye, guys.
Adventures into Odyssey is a fan podcast and has no affiliation with Adventures in Odyssey or Focus on the Family.